Imagine a computer chip that physically shuts itself down if it's asked to do something unethical, like no software patch, no override, just a dead circuit. So, welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is unpacking this really highly technical risk assessment on ternary logic, or TL, and the no spy, no weapon mandate. We are looking at how a fundamental hardware shift is about to, well, physically split the global economy right in two.
Yeah, right in two. And to understand why, you have to look at legacy hardware. I mean, it's trapped in binary, right? Execute or don't execute. But ternary logic introduces a physical state zero.
The epistemic hold.
Exactly. It is a hardwired mechanical lockdown that is triggered the exact moment there is ethical uncertainty or, a risk of harm.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit for you listening. Think of this like driving. Standard AI is a driver who sees a yellow light and just floors it because probabilistic math says it's 99.9% safe.
Right, they play the odds.
Yeah, but if ternary logic detects that remaining 0.1% risk, it doesn't just tap the brakes. It cuts the transmission entirely until it can verify the road ahead.
Yes, and unlike a human driver, that pause isn't just a hesitation, it's a strict mechanical requirement. I mean, the system demands absolute certainty before executing an action.
But wait, a car that randomly kills its transmission at an intersection sounds like a total traffic nightmare. You can't just slap that kind of pause onto a standard GPU without breaking the entire system.
Oh, you really can't. Simulating a three-state logic system on a standard two-state binary architecture creates this massive computational overhead.
So it just drags everything down.
Totally. That friction results in a 10.6 times energy penalty. So to run TL efficiently, you need entirely new custom ASIC chips. And even with custom silicon, you hit a hard wall with time.
Oh, right, because of the moral trace log.
Exactly. TL requires a cryptographic record of its decisions because the chip has to immutably write its decision tree to a cryptographic ledger before the logic gate is allowed to open.
Wait, before it even opens.
Yeah, before it opens. So you get a mandatory physical bottleneck of 500 milliseconds on every single action.
Half a second. I mean, in a world obsessed with microsecond connectivity, a half second delay sounds like a total tech failure. High-frequency trading firms spend billions just to shave a fraction of a millisecond off their fiber optic lines.
What's fascinating here is that delay isn't a bug, it is the defining feature. By hardwiring a 500 millisecond pause, the system mathematically destroys the ability to execute high-frequency trading.
It just physically can't do it anymore.
Exactly. And it completely breaks microsecond military targeting loops. If the system faces ambiguity, it physically fails close to prevent harm. It simply refuses to execute.
So, because it intentionally breaks those high-speed, high-stakes systems and strictly bans military kill chains, this tech forces a massive global bifurcation.
Economically speaking, yeah. By refusing defense and mass surveillance contracts, TL systems instantly forfeit over $400 billion in revenue.
That is a massive chunk of the market to just walk away from,
it really is.
which sounds disastrous for a tech rollout until you look at where it actually wins. So, what does this all mean for you?
Well, it completely dominates strict liability civilian sectors. We are talking anti-money laundering, central bank digital currency clearing, and the $38.4 billion robotic surgery market.
Oh, wow, surgery.
Yeah, in those fields, a probabilistic guess is a massive legal liability. A machine with a legally auditable duty of care baked right into the physical silicon is the ultimate shield.
Right, so when you undergo robotic surgery or clear a bank transfer tomorrow, you won't be relying on software promises. You will be relying on hardware that physically cannot execute a mistake.
Exactly. Meanwhile, global defense networks are stuck building an entirely separate parallel shadow internet just to keep their legacy missiles firing.
So the global computing landscape is basically fracturing.
Yeah, we have a transparent, accountable civilian sphere bounded by verifiable truth on one side, and then a legacy-based military sphere where velocity trumps absolute certainty on the other.
Which leaves us with one final, honestly slightly terrifying thought from the risk assessment to chew on today. The Oracle problem.
Right, the data feeds.
Exactly. These TL machines execute flawlessly based on the data they receive. So what happens when malicious actors stop trying to hack the unhackable computers and instead wage war by spoofing environmental sensors?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you feed fake data to trick these perfectly ethical machines into doing the wrong thing, like if you trick the driver into thinking the road is totally clear, does it really matter that the engine knows how to turn itself off?